to the relegation, my wages went significantly down. So, you know, it was around 80% cut, which obviously I couldn't have stayed on them. We've come to an agreement on a different contract. You know, we agreed terms and everything. Thought I was going to stay. But unfortunately, I don't think the manager's got the funds to get other players in to challenge to be at the top end of the table. So I'm on the understanding that the other lads who have, you know, been there and the lads who have been on trial, there's no budget there for them to come in. So it's looking unlikely that myself and the other lads are going to stay.
It sounds like it's almost the end of your time with Doncaster Rovers from that then.
Yeah. You know, disappointing really, because I would like to think that, you know, show my loyalty first and foremost coming back to the club when, you know, when I left Leicester I had other options. I come back on the basis that John Ryan was still at the club, and obviously Paul Dickov was someone who, you know, I've played with and got a lot of respect for, and believe that in time he's going to be a good manager. But, you know, for me he's working with his hands tied really, so it's going to be difficult for him.
As well for you, you must have been in limbo over the last couple of months, because it sounds like Doncaster was your number one choice and you've just had to sit and wait whilst, I guess, other clubs must have been in touch with you as well.
Well, yeah, I'm sure the other likes of Jamie Coppinger and Peter Clark are in the same boat, so it's not just me, so I'm not going to dwell on it, because I've already said no to another chance, thinking that, you know, the club are going to go for it next year and try and win the league, but it doesn't look like, I think the budget is going to be cut again, so... You know, like I say, it's going to be difficult for the club to challenge at the top end of the table, and difficult for the lads who have been there on trial, and the lads whose contracts up. It's going to be difficult for them to stay.
It's all just a bit of a mess, isn't it, Richie? It sounds like at the moment in time, it's all just gone from being all positive with this new takeover on the way. Yeah. That's fallen through and it's just been left in a bit of a mess.
Well, it has. I mean, I don't know the ins and outs of it, but I knew that if John Ryan was anything to do with the club, and Louis Tomlinson as well, I knew the club was going to go forward and progress. That's why, you know, I agreed to stay early on, smaller straight after the end of the season. You know, I didn't want to play in League One, but knew that the club was going to have a good go. And under John Ryan, they've got someone who is so enthusiastic for the club that it's unbelievable. So I was willing to stay along with another number of players. Unfortunately, since John's not going to be involved in the club, it's not looking good.
You mentioned a number of other players. You mentioned the likes of James Coppinger. We all know what he means to the fans of the football club as well. It sounds like there could be more as well in this similar situation to you, and I guess a bunch of you are going to have to start now looking at your other options.
Yeah, well, obviously, you know, Copps is a tremendous player, I'm sure. You know, he's good enough to play in a championship, and he's been a loyal servant to Doncaster over the years. We've just lost James Bailey to Barnsley, so there's another one gone. We lost Paul Green to Rotherham after he'd agreed a contract with a club. Both of them would have been really good players in League One, the championship players. So, you know, it's difficult to talk about, really, because we're going to have to start looking for new clubs now, 3 weeks behind everyone else.
Is there any way you can see yourself playing in a Doncaster Rovers shirt next season?
It's probably a little bit too early to say, but I would say it's very doubtful at the moment. You know, I was under the impression that we was going to sign some good players and was going to go for it, which I was quite happy to do, but I don't think that's going to be the case. So it's going to be very difficult for not just myself, but other players of that standard to come in and play for the club.
Does it appear to you then now that they need to get numbers in, don't they? They need players, they need a squad. So because of that factor and because of the financial problems they've got there, that the targets they've now got are going to have to move elsewhere, aren't they? They're going to have to bring in numbers as opposed to quality, quantity over quality, I guess.
Well, I would imagine that the club would have to put faith in the younger players, the players coming through, you know, which is great for many clubs that they're promoting the youngsters, but at the same time, you don't want their confidence to go by putting too many in at the same time. It's great to put, you know, two or three youngsters in and give them a taste of it and take them out and put them back in and let them develop slowly. Obviously, the ones who are going to be good enough, you put them in straight away, but I don't think we've got the type of lads who can go in there and play in this league week in, week out. So you do need established players at this level. Whether they're going to get that in, I'm not sure.
So what do you think the future holds for the football club? Next, I'll ask you what you think the future holds for you, Richie, but what do you think the future holds for Doncaster Rovers right now?
I'm not sure. I think it's just a period where they've just got to stabilise themselves and I'm not sure if the present owners want to still sell the club. Probably in terms of the fans and what have you, you'd rather see the club sold and some money put into it so they can move forward. It's frustrating because the two times I've been at a club, I've been in the Championship and looking to push on. And I think the first season I had in the Championship, we finished 14th, 15th. It was a great base to, you know, to really kick on. And it's never quite happened. Last year we should have stayed probably mid-table. It was disappointing to go down, but we definitely shown enough quality for us to stay up. Unfortunately, we didn't just have a big enough squad. And that's the frustration, the fact that it is there to ready to move on and push on, but, you know, it's not going to be allowed to happen. You know, in terms of myself, I'm just disappointed that I couldn't stay. I was looking forward to staying and maybe stay playing for another 2 or 3 years and then obviously moving on to the coaching side of it at the club, but that's all not going to come to fruition now.
So you'd already looked that far ahead. You'd already started planning for the next few years and were wanting to be around the club, stay around the club and move into coaching and management. You'd looked that far ahead.
Well, when I left Leicester, I had a number of options to go to other, you know, big established Championship clubs. But my thinking was then, if I can, I already agreed a 3-year deal with Doncaster, got my payoff sorted at Leicester, was come to Doncaster on a 3-year deal with the idea that after that 3 years, I'd look to go to coaching and management. So, and the 3-year deal never come to fruition. I was working on a week to week, stayed loyal to the club. Then signed another contract in January to end of the season, and then everything's just been a bit stop and start with week-to-week contracts and what have you. But yeah, the reason why I came back last season was obviously to stay for 3 years as a player and then move into that side of things.
So you were on a week-to-week. It's not just his current situation which has caused this issue for you. Obviously, you mentioned the relegation and the impact that has on wages for all of the players, which we knew about would happen anyway. But you were on week-to-week back when you first came back to the club anyway. So this has been an ongoing situation for 12 months or so now from the player's point of view.
Yeah, my contract was agreed last season, you know, with Sequentia and the takeover there. So when that never happened, I was on a week-to-week contract. And then in January, there was obviously a bit of interest in me by some other clubs. So the club agreed to give me a deal which would have been a year and a half if we would have stayed in the Championship. Obviously, they've gone down, so that is just a 6 month deal.
It must have been really tough for you, Richie. You sound like you've had a bit of a hard time over it over the last 12 months.
Well, not a hard time. I mean, being a footballer is great, so it's not really a difficult time. It's just that every football player would like to be settled and know where they're going to be for the future. When you're on a week-to-week contract, you're not, you know, you're a little bit wary of injuries and what have you. It can be a little bit unsettling, but you know, I still enjoyed last season. I thought I played well, and I was just disappointed that I feel a little bit guilty by getting injured at the end of the season. That cost us relegation, because if I would have stayed fit for them last 7 games, then we wouldn't have gone down. We would have definitely stayed up.
What about you now then, Richie? What's the plan now? I guess getting onto the agent and getting in touch with a number of clubs?
Just take a few days to just think about things and see where we go from here. I'm still going to go in the club on Thursday, I think, to train, keep myself fit. The last thing I want to do now is, I've worked hard over the last 3 or 4 weeks to get fit. I don't want to lose that. And just see what the next week or so brings.
And what would your message be to the Doncaster fans then? You've obviously had a long affinity with the football club now, and you've been through some great times with the club as well. What would your message to them be?
The supporters have been great. And I mean, the hardcore, you know, 6,000 or 7,000 what we get, fantastic support. I just wish we could have stayed up last season and brought some stability and then try and build, and not just on the football side of it, but on the fan base, and make the club bigger. We've seen it over the years with Hull and Swansea and clubs like that, where they've nearly gone out of business and all of a sudden they find themselves in the Premier League. You know, just for them to obviously stick with the players that are going to be there next season and support the team if they have, and I hope we can be up and around the promotion next season and get back to the Championship, because that deserves to be in a Championship.